Punamu paperweight. From the knotted driftwood of the carpet, where it has fallen, it looks up, shiny as a grey-green frog, half in, half out of water. On the 3-inch circle of its back, like bruises healing, are streaks of yellowy agate. And it is true that sometimes you can free a headache by pressing to the places where it lurks, the greenstone solid, cooling balm. Wisps of charcoal, brush strokes in a landscape that will never break the surface, are sorrow's sunken remnants. In the distance, washed in silver, one of a band of children, she plays on the flecked iridescent sand. She is mature for 6 and sensible, kind as a 6-year-old is kind, artistic in her way. In the first months of her life, she howled for hours on end, as if for hurts just shown her, and in her eyes, the bleak, blank trauma of existence. Oh, but she was honest with us. The infant sadness she once harboured lies forgotten, buried deep as veins in youthful arms, and I no longer need on her account to probe dark seams in the jade of talismans and charms.